This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. In Europe and increasingly around the world, new foods and products made from interchangeable DNA are being attacked and boycotted. The bioengineering industry finds itself under siege, and companies are mobilizing to fight a public relations battle which could determine the future of an industry and Earth itself. New areas of conflict seem to open up every day. Recently, the FBA, the Federal Baldness Administration, approved a hair drug which environmentalists say could choke the very life from our planet. But men who use the drug say they've never looked better, and so the trade-off is worth it. Bud Buck reports.
Men without hair, reflecting the early morning light outside a supermarket, waiting for it to open. The effect is not unlike looking at an array of rounded solar panels glistening in the sun. Eerie when you consider that solar collectors aren't normally round, and men rarely wait outside a store.
Well, I'm here because I'm excited by this new product. I think it's going to give me the hair I want, and I'm ready to go. From what I hear in the media, the people complaining are not the bald people.
Well, right. The concern is for friends, loved ones, and children.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of those, so I'm going ahead with it.
These men believe their hair woes will be overcome by the latest treatment to hit the market, Grofirma. And yes, it is only sold at one grocery store.
Grofirma is a pill that guarantees hair growth or your money back.
Dr. Larry Kyle is produce manager at Genway, a supermarket that has specialized in genetically engineered foods, now branching out into medical science.
We took the technology of the chia pet and applied it to the science of follicle stimulation. We mixed it with a little bit of the DNA coating that makes peach fuzz work.
Dr. Kyle and his patients seem happy, but not everyone is singing the praises of Grofirma.
They were totally irresponsible with the way they developed this. Dr. Kyle gave zero thought to the effect of this drug on innocent bystanders.
Lucy Norton is president of Spouses Hoping It Never Emerges, or SHINE. The it is Grofirma's abundant but artificial hair.
We had to make it aggressive. Normal hair is so wimpy. Grofirma takes its propagation strategy from the dandelion. Each strand of hair sprouts a little puffball. When a wind comes along or you run a comb through it, the tiny seeds come off and land elsewhere on the scalp. You can imagine how quickly and effectively they recover.
It does seem to work. Within weeks, totally bald men grow a full head of hair. But then come the side effects.
Well, every few days, the very top of my hair would turn a fluffy white.
Now, women used to beg for the chance to blow on my hair when it reached that puffball stage.
Used to, because of what happened next. The Grofirma hairs lived up to Genway's unbelievable claim.
The women started to develop facial hair themselves, anywhere the little puffballs might have landed on them. There's a woman I worked with for 12 years, you know, a good friend, and she hasn't talked to me since July when she looked in the mirror and saw my mustache.
Yeah, they accused us of being selfish for wanting to keep using Grofirma.
And are you selfish?
No, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. I mean, why else would I be interested in this stuff?
The stuff is a menace. It shouldn't be sold at all. It should be destroyed. You hear about a few hairy bowling balls and you think that's the full extent of it, but it's not. Look at the management of the Federal Baldness Administration. Middle-aged men.
I've seen them. They've got wonderfully full heads of hair.
Now they do. They want their personal pipeline to stay open. So Genway stays in business. It's shameful. Dr. Kyle should be put in jail.
I don't think Genway or I should be punished for doing a public service. Men who buy it are clearly instructed on how to trim the puffballs off the hair tips as soon as they emerge. Besides, I think the product is going to be an economic engine. There's already some evidence.
He's right. In areas where Grofirma has been sold, barbershops are flourishing. But none of this impresses Lucy Norton of Spouses Hoping It Never Emerges.
It's a typical pattern. When the men didn't have hair, it was whine, whine, whine about not having hair. Now when they do have hair, it's
brag, brag, brag. We have hair. Look at the hair. Woo, lots of it.
So you still don't hear the end of it. Plus, everything in the house has to be combed. And do you think a man is going to do that? No, it's the women who end up combing everything. Even the comb has to be combed. A friend of mine has a couch with a cowlick. Don't tell me that's normal.
And so the struggle goes on, as timeless as it is predictable. Man against nature and against woman. Man gets hair, man loses hair. Man gets hair back again. Woman tells man to grow up. Add genetic engineering to the mix, and the conflict grows and grows. How will it turn out? Time will tell. This is Mudbox.